Blog Talk Radio.
This is Scaling Up to Eight Figures Podcast. Welcome. This is Scaling Up to Eight Figures Podcast. This is episode number 66, season 3. Today we're actually going to talk about something that was on the Forbes list, ultra-lean, high-revenue businesses and how they're growing. So, building an eight-figure business is intentional and not accidental. I actually equip entrepreneurs with ways to learn how to build an ultra-lean, high-revenue, successful business. And each week, make sure you join me for proven strategies on these key areas. So now let's get started. I looked at the Forbes 2019 Billionaire with a B list, and there was one person that, of course, we saw that was coming in the works, which was Kylie Jenner, and she has a cosmetic line. And one of the things that really struck me out, as very interesting, was the fact of how she mentioned she only had 7 full-time employees and 5 part-time. And when you look at that, you think of how impossible that would have been years ago, how someone would have been able to scale a business without having the traditional employees and all the different moving parts, the brick and mortar, all the overhead. So I've always been interested in that because I was able to have a business that had all the moving parts, an actual facilities business where I had over 200 employees, had the part-time, the full-time, and all that goes with it. As I've grown and learned, I was able to actually scale a business to $1 million that was online, and that's my coaching consulting business. When I look at the two, there are some similarities when it comes to being disciplined, having the right mindset, but when it comes to the outgo, the outlay for what was the expenses in the traditional business versus the online, it's like night and day. So I've grown to really study and learn a lot about ultra-lean, high-revenue businesses, and they're really, really growing. One of the reasons, of course, is how you're able to outsource. You can actually do your manufacturing. You can outsource your packaging, your sales, and someplace else they can fulfill your order. They talk a lot about Spotify and so many other private label businesses and how they're there's like a sub-industry now because of all the different type of fulfillment jobs that are being created in manufacturing and packaging for these online e-commerce businesses. There are several types of businesses that work well with ultra-lean, high revenue, and one of the great things is the freedom. I am actually able to be in Miami, Florida, enjoying a 3-week vacation and not having to be concerned about all the moving parts that my traditional business would have, which are the employees and the management and all the other overhead and staff, payroll and such. Yeah, there's an actual place for having that type of facility, that type of business, that type of traditional business. But there's another place for ultra-lean high revenues. If you really, really, really enjoy freedom, which I do, and you want to build your business based on that, there are certain types of businesses that work well. E-commerce is one of them. Pretty much we look at what Uber is doing for, they're giving Grubhub a run for their money, which is a technology, you know, so it's a technology type business, Uber Eats, and Uber itself. When I looked at the Forbes list and it talked about the largest growth of billionaires, it was in the tech sector. Technology has created more billionaires and actually younger billionaires because the Jenner young lady is only 21 with a billion-dollar business. Now, whether she's self-made or not is up to debate, but the fact that she was able to scale the business to that level with the number of employees is just amazing to me. So I spend my mission for eight-figure business coach is to teach that, actually teach that in my million-dollar workshop entrepreneurship, and that's something that's dear to my heart because, I mean, so many people that want the freedom but they couldn't have it. They love the independence. They don't want to have all the investors, which they don't need as much when they have the overhead. They wanted a way to be able to scale the business. Technology and mobility does all of that. So e-commerce is a really great business, doing personal services as far as fitness, professional services like coaching, and with Spotify and Amazon Store and all the different areas that you can use, you're able to scale your businesses. Why? Because you can utilize automation to scale the business in ways you couldn't. With the power of the internet, businesses that are smaller now have the ability to reach customers on a national and global scale that they never could before. They have the ability to actually reach higher niche audiences. And these higher niche audiences normally value something that's really made to them. I was looking at someone that reached $1 million in their business, and they do spyware. And they're able to scale, and they actually have a niche where they deal mostly primarily with women. There's so many niches that you can get into, and e-retailers are becoming more prominent. And because of the different ways of fulfilling, logistics, and warehousing, you're actually able to grow in ways that you couldn't before. That is amazing to me, and it's one of the things I love about having it. Now, sure, we're not ultra-lean businesses are not creating as many jobs as they were, but in a way they are, because now there's something else that's starting because of ultra-lean businesses, and those are fulfillment centers and warehouses and logistics that are actually coming under a sub-industry because of all this. So if you really enjoy your freedom and independence, starting an ultra-lean business is not as hard as it used to be, and I love freedom and independence. And so my mission is to make sure that I help over 1,000 businesses get to that ultra-lean status, million-dollar benchmark, men, women, entrepreneurs that love this, and they want the freedom to be able to travel, spend more time with their families, and these businesses produce that. So it's something you want to really look into if you want to have your cake and eat it too, which I believe this does. Now, you still have to do the work. You have to do your research. You have to actually have a business that other people want. But the ability to do that as it was in years ago, I'd say, you know, pre-2000, 2001, wasn't there. Now you have no excuse. There are more million and billionaires at younger ages that do not have the money to get started. So the only person in your way is you. So I really believe if it's something you want, it's something you can have. And if you want to know more, visit us on Eventbrite and look under Million Dollar Entrepreneur Workshops. You'll see me, eight-figure business coach Victoria, and I love, love, love. I have online courses, and it should really, really make a difference. When you get off of looking at this on your computer, you should definitely have ways that you can immediately implement to scale your business towards $1 million and have that freedom and independence. So I hope this episode was informative, insightful, and impactful. Make sure you join me next week for episode number 67, where we're actually going to get into mastering your mindset. We love social media, so please visit us on social media, Facebook, 8-Figure Business Coach, Instagram at 8-Figure Business, or LinkedIn at 8-Figure Business Coach, Twitter, 8-Figure Coach. Please leave a comment or in the comments section about this episode or any other episode, and make sure you download this episode and take it with you and subscribe to our podcast. Until next time, goodbye.